Good morning. I'm Melanie Meyer.
This is Gina Rasmussen.
This is Kent Recker.
And I'm Sherry Kenyon. You're listening to the Bear Facts. Thanks for joining us for our final broadcast of the school year as we bring you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Sunday, 46 seniors marched across the stage and received their diplomas from BGHS. There were always a lot of award winners at graduation each year. This year, Garrison Brosnan and Chris Lobach split the speech award. Chris was also honored in social studies, while Gary split the art award with Maria Kohlhaus. Maria also received awards in English and math. Tony was honored in math, business, and foreign language, and Ben Marceau received awards in foreign language and English. Dustin Tindall won a business award. Chris Scoba and Logan Wood received technology honors, and Stephanie Fox, Tammy Lollier, and Candace Schultz got awards in journalism. Julian Kirsch was named a top band student, and she split drama honors with Rachel Berkland. Alicia Miller received top honors from the vocal department.
The theology department honored 11 different students. Amanda Cruz, Joanne Kirsch, and Marissa Spain were honored for academic excellence in theological and religion studies. Anna Borman, Cindy Redding, Andrea Richter, and Chris Scoba received outstanding service awards, and Brian Capacious, Maria Kohlhaus, Scott Kolash, and Brittany Peffer were honored for their behavior and conduct as Christian role models.
Nearly half the class received a special Christian leadership citation for performing hundreds of hours of community service. Among the biggest awards, Joanne Kirsch was honored by Governor Culver with the Governor's Scholar Recognition Award, and Scott Kolash received the Principal's Leadership Award. Maria Kohlhaus was a State of Iowa Scholar, and she was also honored as a semifinalist with the Des Moines Register's Outstanding Scholars Program. Joanne Kirsch won the Rotary Service Above Self Award, and Brian Capacious received the American Bar Association Citizenship Award. Scott Kolash was honored by the Daughters of the American Revolution for dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism.
Each year, pins are presented to students who excel in a wide variety of school activities. This year, Rachel Berkland, Amanda Cruz, Tammy Lollier, Chris Lobach, and Tony Rouse received bronze activity pins. Silver pins were awarded to Kelly Black, Brian Capacious, Joanne Kirsch, Scott Kolash, Alicia Miller, Cindy Redding, Chris Scoba, and Marissa Spain. There were also two gold pin honorees, Brittany Peffer and Maria Kohlhaus. Congratulations to all these seniors on their accomplishments.
Last Saturday, Garrigan's track teams went over to Lorenz for the district and regional track meet. The boys and girls teams each qualified 5 events for state, which is happening in Des Moines this weekend. On the girls' side, Maria qualified in the 800-meter run and Macy Fickbaum in the 100-meter dash. The distance medley, sprint medley, and 4x400 relays also qualified. Relay runners include Macy Fickbaum, Katrina Even, Emily Baer, Maria Kohlhaus, Cindy Redding, Kelly Black, and Carrie Courtney.
For the boys, Chris Scoba will be running at state in the 1600 and the 3200-meter events, while Brian Capacious is in the 800. The 4x800 relay with Brian Patterson, Brian Capacious, Brett Capacious, and Peyton Schindler is also competing, as is A.J. Dawn in the high jump. Good luck at state to all our Golden Bears.
It's time for summer sports to begin. The Golden Bear baseball team starts their season Monday night with a home game against Estherville. There are 7 senior veterans on this year's team: Chris Cashman, Nick Redding, Brian Capacious, Chris Scoba, Scotty Kolash, Alex Elbert, and Adam Finley. Juniors Dylan Frecking, Jacob Zittrix, Marcus Pepe, Benjamin Goetzer, Christopher Gelhaus will also be at the core of the team.
There are enough sophomores to field a baseball team just from their class alone. Chris Schmidt, Chris Kellner, Brian Patterson, Kyle Smith, Alec Buckelt, Sam Norland, Dan Tilges, Jack Bradley, and Matt Elbert. Finally, 6 freshmen are out for baseball. They are Brett Capacious, Mark Garman, Dana Miller, Joe Goetzer, Chad Thompson, and Mike Mergen. Good luck to all summer coaches Gene and Rob Meister and the defending North Central Conference champion baseball team.
The softball team hopes to defend their district championship and improve on their record this year. The team returns 3 seniors, Maria Kohlhaus, Brittany Peffer, and Marissa Spain. Also out for softball are juniors Amber Brewster and Bridget Murphy. Sophomores Allison Blocker, Rebecca Brosnan, Jenna Richter, Mandy Kohlhaus, Megan Hilbert, and Holly Berkland, and freshmen Kelly Klein, Kayla Schultz, Katrina Even, Alicia Peffer, Taylor Brandenburg, and Tina Birdie. Good luck to Coach Wendy Meister and the softball team.
Also coming up is state golf. The Golden Bear girls are hoping to bring home their fourth consecutive state title this year. Seniors Anna Borman, Laura O'Kane, Alyssa Gish, and Andrea Richter are leading this year's team. Backing them up are Abby Gregg, Taryn Vidstum, Melissa Cruz, Alyssa Birdie, Ashley Beisch, Christina Schultz, Mandy Kohlhaus, and Jade Kayeski. Good luck in the postseason to Coach Dean Capacious and the golf team.
In about 2 weeks, 17 Garrigan students will be headed for sunny Spain. They have an awkward connection getting there, traveling to Madrid via Frankfurt, but they should have a fun time once they're there. Spanish teacher Linda Peterson will be escorting seniors Josh Ram, Candace Shields, Hillary McGuire, and Stephanie Fox, and juniors Alyssa Birdie, David Frieders, Emily Bear, Casey Arndorfer, Cassie Vautier, Lee Brugier, Amber Brewster, Michelle Kolasch, Chrissy Kolaus, Stephanie Kolasch, Jake Lane, Mark Pepe, and Chase Redding. A trip that will include Madrid, Toledo, Seville, and the Costa del Sol. Bon voyage, everybody.
On our Golden Bear calendar, there are final exams next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll have a special schedule with open campus whenever we don't have a test. School gets out for the summer at 11:15 Wednesday morning.
There's state track in Des Moines this weekend and baseball games next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then on Memorial Day, the Garrigan Band will be playing for the ceremonies at the courthouse in Algona.
The Spanish group leaves for Spain on June 11th. Baseball and softball games continue through the summer. Garrigan will host baseball playoffs starting July 14th. Band camp and football practice begins in early August. Then, before you know it, it will be August 21st, time for school to begin again.
That wraps up our final Bear Facts for this school year. We'd like to thank KLGA for airing our show for the past 15 years, as well as all the sponsors who keep it going. Thanks also to all of you who tune in to listen each week.
We hope to be back again in the fall to begin our 16th season on the radio. Until then, we hope everyone has a great summer. Thanks for joining us to hear the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.